We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away. Oh, I need you so. Things I ask you to do, but please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. But could you slip away without her knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere where we both are known. Can you slip away, slip away, slip away. Oh, I need you so. Slip away, slip son, away. Ooh, without her knowing you're gone.
Slip away, ooh, slip away.
Then we can meet somewhere, somewhere, baby, slip where
away.
We're both unknown.
Slip away, ooh,
tell
slip
me,
away.
Can you?
This is WYXR FM Memphis 91.7, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between Crosstown Concourse, the Daily Memphian, and the University of Memphis. Hear us online at wyxr.org, on TuneIn, or on your favorite assistant. Just ask for WYXR.
Greetings, traveler, and welcome to another edition of Audio Quest Log here on WYXR 91.7, your one-stop shop for dungeon synth, fantasy ambient, and ethereal new age music. We are currently listening to Solitude by Dim, and just before that we heard Noir Donjon, and just prior, Chaucerian Myth. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the narrative for the evening. At the summit of a great mountain sat the Eternal Tavern, a haven for the weary, who come seeking warmth, solace, and perhaps something that they didn't yet understand. This evening, the door opened with less force than usual, as though the storm outside had bowed in reverence to the figure stepping in. A cleric, robed in deep crimson and gold, entered the tavern. His staff tapped lightly on the stone floor, and the air about him brought the faint scent of incense. He paused just inside the door, taking in the scene. The fire's glow, the modest furniture, and the three faces all familiar to us. Our barkeep, the tavern maiden, and the drunk.
Thank you.
listening to Audio Quest Log here on WIXR 91.7. And this is The Monk's Tale. Just before that, you heard The River of God by Vial of Noon. And then only before that, Devoted Cleric with Sanctum of the Chalice. The barkeep nodded in greeting to the cleric, and he set out a simple clay cup, filling it with a drink as clear as glass, but smelling faintly of herbs. The cleric sat at the bar, accepting the drink with a blessing.
"You've come far," the barkeep said.
"Further than I expected," the cleric replied. "I seek the wisdom here at the Eternal Tavern."
The drunk let out a bark of laughter from the corner.
"Wisdom? Here? All we've got is stories. And most of those is just bad decisions with a good old punchline."
"There is wisdom in stories," the cleric said evenly, turning to meet the drunk's gaze.
The tavern maid placed a plate of bread and cheese in front of the cleric, speaking bluntly.
"Then tell us your story. That's how this place works, you know."
Thank you. You are listening to Audio Quest Log on WYXR 91.7. And we just heard The Bell Tower by Swords of Midi. Just before that, Sacred Place by Hewer of Caves. And then just forgot before that, The Goddess of My Life by Sandcastle. The cleric nodded his fingers, brushing over his staff.
I have traveled to the far reaches of this world, bringing aid to the suffering and guidance to the lost. I have driven out curses and healed the sick and consecrated the desecrated. But
he hesitated, his expression faltering.
But what?
Asked the drunk, leaning forward, suddenly invested. The cleric's voice softened.
But I find myself empty. In all my service, I obeyed the words of my faith, upheld the rituals, and performed my duties. But I see their faces, the ones I was meant to help. And some of them look at me with doubt, with anger, with despair. And I must wonder, have I done good, or have I only done what I was told?
A long silence settled over the room, and even the fire seemed to burn more quietly. listening to Audio Quest Log on WIXR 91.7. And you just heard Noonday Feast of the Jolly Friar by Elivelon. The cleric closed his eyes.
To be good, truly good, is to see the person in front of you. To love them for what they are, not as a soul to save, but as someone to embrace. And yet I have spent my life following doctrine, believing the words were enough, that intention was enough.
And now you're not so sure? The drunk asked.
No, I am not. Faith without love is empty. Obedience without understanding is blind. And I think I have spent my life climbing a slope only to find it leads to the wrong mountain.
The barkeep refilled the cleric's cup.
Well, here you are. Is this not the right mountain? You know what you must do.
The cleric looked up, and for the first time that evening, there was a smirk in his eye.
I will climb back down, he said simply. And this time I will walk with them. Not as a savior, but as a companion.
The drunk raised his mug to a toast.
Now that's wisdom,
he said with his voice uncharacteristically quiet. The fire crackled warmly as the cleric sat back, letting the tavern's peace wash over him. He then stood and headed back out into the cold. The wind had shifted. It was now at his back. are listening to Audio Questlog here on WIXR 91.7. And we have come to an ending of this edition. Rest well, travelers. Tomorrow begins another week. And always remember, these melodies are ripe with magic. We'll be right back.